The Word made flesh. We know that the Word was in the beginning with God, and that the Word is God. Therefore, it cannot be a black book filled with letters and words. Jesus himself said that we search the Scriptures trying to find life, but cannot. We must come to the one who is the life, the truth, and the way. That black book, which we call the Bible, is filled with symbols and allegories, which lead us to the Word itself, which is God. One of those symbols is that of the seed. The Word is a seed, Mark 4:14. The sower soweth the Word. Christ is a seed, Galatians 3:16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. That seed is invisible until it generates and becomes flesh. Now there is flesh which is not generated of God, but rather of the serpent, the Adam man who believes he is a separate being from God. Both Jesus and John the Baptist referred to that flesh as the generation of vipers. See, declaring his generation. It is also referred to by Paul as sinful flesh, Romans 8:3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Sin in the flesh is that mistaken identity, believing that our origin is in man rather than in God, which Jesus condemned and indeed destroyed on the cross. Romans 6:6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Both James and John tell us that in our true identity we are generated out of God, that we are not the generation of the serpent man which was destroyed on the cross. James 1:18, of his own will begat he us with a word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Though this is the truth of who we are, we have to recognize it. It is only through recognition or realization that the sinful flesh becomes the Word made flesh. Even Jesus himself had to increase in wisdom and stature, had to grow into the understanding that he was not born of flesh and blood, but that his Father was God. It was not until then that, John 1:14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word which was in the beginning with God had now become visible. The Christ, the seed, which was generated of God, became observable to all those who came in contact with the man Jesus. Not everyone discerned what they were observing, but Peter did. He knew that the Son of Man and the Christ, the Son of the living God, were one and the same. Matthew 16:13. When Jesus asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Like Jesus, we come into this world believing that we are generated of sperm and egg, until we get the revelation of Jesus' words, Matthew 23:9, "And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven." We come into the recognition, as Jesus did, that we were generated out of God, not man. That is what we call regeneration, or 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. We have followed Jesus in the regeneration. Now the invisible word, the seed, the Christ, can also be made flesh in us and become visible to those around us. For God has again become our Father as he was in the beginning. Hebrews 1:5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. We have submitted ourselves to the original creation. John 3:5, Message Bible. Jesus said, You're not listening. Let me say it again. Unless a person submits to this original creation, the wind hovering over the water creation, the invisible moving the visible, a baptism into a new life, it's not possible to enter God's kingdom. The stronger the recognition of I and my Father are one, the more we transcend this material sense of being so that we can do the works of Jesus and even greater works, because he has ascended to my Father and your Father, again becoming invisible to the people in this world. It is only when the Word is made flesh in you and in me that the people around us are able to see God, the invisible Word. John 14:9, He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. They will not see the Father just because we've received Jesus as our personal Savior and called ourselves born-again Christians. They will see the Father only when the invisible Word becomes flesh in us, when we first of all become aware of our origin and then make them aware of theirs. See declaring his generation. And the whole creation will groan and travail no longer, for the sons of God will have been manifested in the earth. We will have been delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. The glory which Jesus referred to in John 17 will have been revealed in us. John 17:22, And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one.